Welcome to Viz City. I'm Terry Way. Today I'm going to talk with Sandy Tilcock, the owner-operator of Lone Goose Press here in Eugene. She's going to have a retrospective show at the Jacobs Gallery here in Eugene. Title of the show is It's Not About Me. Maybe we'll find out who it's about. Welcome to Viz City, Sandy.
Thank you.
This is basically a retrospective. You've been at this for 25 years.
Yes.
And tell me a little bit about the history of the press.
Well, Lone Goose Press actually was formally established in 1989. I did publish my first book in 1987 while I was in the University of Alabama. And the first book was an excerpt from Aldo Leopold's Sand County Almanac, March, The Geese Return. And actually, the title for Lone Goose, the press name for Lone Goose Press, comes from that excerpt in which, when I returned to Eugene and wanted to start my press, the words Lone Goose emerged from his essay because of the clear-eyed account of the cycles of nature, and also resonated with my sense of beginning what would be pretty much a solitary journey for me at that time, since no one in Eugene really had a clue as to what I was trying to do.
In the show, I know you're showing several books. You do several things, box making, book binding. In the show, there are several books, but most of what's in the show is a thing called a broadside. And I think that's not a real common thing to show. Tell me a little bit about what a broadside is. Try and describe that for listeners.
Well, broadside is just strictly something that's been printed on one side. So all the posters and flyers you see up on the telephone poles are technically broadsides.
Okay.
However, what I'm doing, and the broadside really dates back to the 15th century when the beginning of printing using movable type. At that time, a lot of official proclamations were printed to distribute and inform the populace of what was going on. Also, interestingly enough, condemned prisoners would often have a broadside printed expressing their views, their political views, and they would hand those out just prior to their hanging.
Interesting history.
Yeah. Interesting history. I kind of like that. Yeah. Currently, in my world, in the letterpress world, we think of them, we're mostly embracing literary arts, poetry, prose, et cetera, and combining a visual image often with the text in this single sheet. The challenge of a broadside for a letterpress printer is that you're limited to a single plane. You have just a single sheet to express what you want to express, unlike a book where you have many pages and you can, the viewer, the reader can travel through it. You have to get everything you want to say and do on one side.
Mm-hmm.
And so that creates a design challenge.
Well, that brings me to the next point is, I think all of your broadsides are poems.
There's some prose.
Some prose, okay. But then they are in context of a graphic as well. I think they all have graphics on them.
Typically they do, yes.
Okay. And how do you select? I mean, you've worked with some pretty high-profile writers, John Daniel, Robert Bly, Barry Lopez, Terry Tempest Williams, some pretty impressive names. How do you select, or how is this done?
Well, part of it is it's my readings. I read a lot, and it's the kind of reading I do. I'm very environmental and really interested in environmental writings and social ethics and justice. But also, I get referred to writers. People come to me and say, you know, you should really look at this writer, and mm-hmm. that introduces me to someone new.
And then in conjunction with the writing, then you select an artist, or I'm assuming you select the artist.
95% of the time, uh-huh. I do choose the uh-huh. artist, uh-huh. and it's based on my familiarity with different artists' work, and I approach them. So once I've selected a writing, I will approach the author, and then I will approach an artist. And it's that time when I tell the author who the artist is going to be, and often we'll try to share the design images, et cetera, so that they can be as engaged in the process as they want to be. Mm-hmm. Some want to be very involved and some don't.
Okay. Well, in conjunction with this show, which does run through May 12, there are several events. Tomorrow night, Thursday the 29th, is actually the visual artists panel talk. You have three people talking about the visual aspect of this. And then throughout the show, there are several events with writers. John Daniel will be in town to read some poetry. So I suggest going to the Jacobs Gallery website for dates and times in that regard. I've been talking with Sandy Tilcock, Lone Goose Press. She has a retrospective show up at the Jacobs Gallery. It's called It's Not About Me. It does run through May 12. Thanks so much for being here, Sandy.
Thank you.
This has been Viz City. I'm Terry Wade.